Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, legalisation of medicinal cannabis in Australia has been in effect variously, I suppose, depending on which state you're in, for over a year. There's only a limited number of individuals accessing it. What's the hold up there? Why are there such a small amount of people accessing medicinal cannabis at the moment?
Well, the two main barriers that exist right now are lack of education on the doctor's part. So there are several doctors and prescribers and specialists around the country that are either interested in cannabis but are not in a position to prescribe because they are not confident with the educational resources that are available, and or are not supportive of medical cannabis because there's not a solid body of research in their professional opinion. So that's the one hold up.
Yeah, I've had a personal experience with this where my sister was going to be going on to this program, but they were waiting for a test group to be finished, and it wasn't finished in time for the results. So I think probably a lot of people are going pretty slowly on this to make sure that they're not, making a misstep, I suppose, depending on what
the Australians as a country, I'd say we're quite a conservative bunch.
Mm.
So when it comes to a new medicine, it doesn't surprise me that the doctors are very much wanting to ensure that their patients' health and safety is first. However, it does put patients in a position where they in turn will respond by going to the black market. So there's a lot of problems around that. And I can get into that in a moment, but I want to just finish that on uncovering the other challenge that is being faced right now, which is the lengthy application process. So there's a lot of red tape right now around accessing medicinal cannabis. So if I, a patient or a doctor, am looking to access medical cannabis, I'll need to go through what's called the Authorized Prescriber Scheme Category B. Oh, no, sorry, the Special Access Scheme Category B. And this is a application process that's submitted to the federal government. But in most states, it's also needing to be approved at a state level, which is quite complicated. So the reason this is a problem is because a couple of weeks ago, for example, there was a woman that applied to access medical cannabis. She was granted approval at the federal level, but was then declined at the state level. So This isn't very common. The states don't normally have power to approve or disapprove patients' use of medicines. They usually will approve or disapprove based on the quantity of what a patient is accessing, not the actual product itself. So that's where there's another pitfall in the system.
Yeah, like I mean, I guess, you know, any new drug in Australia, there is a slow-ish process to getting it on the various schedules, and you've got to go through the TGA and all this sort of jazz. And as you say, then there's the state regimes as well, because I suppose, you know, state governments run health systems, don't they? They run the health system. So
yeah,
it's hard to get around them. Of course, what Greg Hunt's been talking about is an export market. Now, what is the export? What's the world market for cannabis, legal cannabis at the moment?
Well, the legal market is worth about $7.7 billion.
Mm.
That's set to be worth $31.4 billion in the next 3 years.
And is that due mainly to California, or?
No, California will play a role in that. But if you look towards Europe, and once every country in Europe that has a medical cannabis program in place, once it's fully operational, the European market alone will be worth more than $42 billion. So that's going to take a little bit of time before all of the countries in Europe are online and operational. But the actual estimated value of this industry is so significant, not only because of the current value that it's placed at, from countries that are operational or to become operational, but the fact that there's still so much research that needs to be conducted, and the more we understand about the cannabis plant and how it works with our body and what it treats as a medical product, the more valuable this industry will become from an economical perspective, but even on a more humanitarian level, just the mere fact that this product has so many applications, and that's because of the vital system that it works within our body called the endocannabinoid system, which is something that not many doctors actually know about. It's just a very brief moment of science here. It's a system that stretches across the body. It's located across the central nervous system, and it is responsible for regulating our body's balance. It's a homeostasis. It's responsible for our regulation of homeostasis. So that means that our mood, our cognition, our sleep patterns, these areas are affected directly by this area of the body, this device, this very important mechanism that keeps us healthy. So cannabis can be argued that cannabis actually helps treat almost hundreds of indications, but we can't say that as a fact just yet. The research is still being uncovered, but it's looking like that this plant will have a vital, vital role in human health in the years to come. So,
yeah, well, I mean, there's certain children's diseases as well, it seems to be valuable for as well. But I was just wondering, with what's it like on the supply side of all this? You know, are we ready to gear up and plant this stuff? I mean, I understand. Well, cannabis is called weed, isn't it? So it does grow quite well. You know, if my backyard in Enmore could support a few plants, am I going to be able to get a little bit of business going on the side there, do you think?
No, certainly not. Okay. This will be for...
Drat.
The application process for a company to grow cannabis is quite lengthy and very expensive. So this will be reserved for companies that have invested millions of dollars into setting up their operations. There were already crops that were planted and harvested last year. This was by a small number of groups in Victoria and WA. And the time in which it's taken is around 3 months. So once we get the green light, I suspect that we'll be ready to export by June, July this year. It does depend on when the changes are implemented. Greg Hunt did say that these amendments will be made in February. So I don't know when the changes will be actioned, but once they have been, we'll be ready to go quite soon.
Oh, okay.
And it's very advantageous for Australian companies here.
Right. And who'd be our main competitors?
Well, I'd say Europe would be the main competitor as a country. And the reason that Europe is quite competitive is just based on its location. So exporting medical cannabis from Australia can be quite expensive because we're landlocked. We're so far away from Europe and Canada and America. So the Europeans are also able to export different parts of Europe. There are countries that are able to export, such as Slovenia and Netherlands, two examples. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not in an ideal position because our growing climates, our skilled workforce, our testing facilities are some of the world's best. As well as that, we have highly developed regulations, which are going to ensure that the products that are grown here are the best quality and standard.
And look, just quickly, we're going to have to wrap it up because we're coming up against the news. But how are we going to easily keep this secure? Like people perhaps wanting a bit of free cannabis going to be able to hop over a fence and grab some? Or
no, the security protocols that the government expects are incredibly arduous. So if you don't have security protocols that would stop that, you won't get a license and permit to grow cannabis. It's quite simple.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like we're sort of ready to do it, and it as Greg Hunt says, it could become a great export earner for us. Certainly, I think we'd have cleaner, greener, perhaps, I might say, cannabis than other suppliers in Europe. So, look, thanks very much, Adam Miller, for talking to us here at 2SER Daily.
My pleasure. Take care and have a wonderful day.